This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. Hi, guys. I wasn't going to do this episode, to be honest. It was not the plan, but we did a road trip and I posted a little bit on Instagram. And so many people had questions. Everyone wanted to know my favorite stops, where would I want to go back to, what I thought about each location. I had people ask me like road trip tips with kids. Like, it was kind of wild. I didn't think people would be so interested. And the funny thing is, was that we didn't even like plan this trip. It was like last second. My husband's like, we should just road trip and enjoy 4th of July week. And I was like, okay, you know, I felt like road tripping was kind of chill. We didn't have to worry about getting on an airplane and all that stuff. I don't know. I just kind of was like, yeah, let's do it. Also, like, we have been in the Nashville area for 3.5 years now. I was just trying to think. End of December will actually be 4 years, which is crazy. And we haven't traveled to these locations. We went to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and back around. And we hadn't hit any of those states yet. So in my mind, I was like, yeah, it's silly that we're like this close for this long and we haven't done it yet. And then also, I thought about this afterwards. I didn't think about this at all until so many people had questions. I am not a big road trip person, and I didn't even realize it till we did this road trip. The only road trips I've really ever done is, well, obviously living in the Bay Area, we are driving distance to so much. So obviously we would like drive to Tahoe, which was only like 3-4 hours, or drive to Southern California, go to San Diego or LA or Santa Barbara, or go a couple hours to Carmel, like all that kind of stuff. Always, like my childhood, my adult life, I did it with Justin, my husband, did it with the kids when they were little. I just never really, you know, I don't know, I never really thought of it as like a road trip. But like California is pretty large. So going from the Bay Area all the way to San Diego, that's kind of a bit of a trek, right? But I never like road tripped outside of California. It was always just up and down the coast for the most part. And then when we moved here, we discovered 30A, which, by the way, I just feel like West Coasters just don't even know what 30A is. It is the panhandle of Florida, and it is just a secret gem. Like, why is this a secret? I have spent my life going to the different Hawaiian islands, obviously up and down California coast and all the different beaches. I've done Spain, I've done Greece. I mean, I've done a lot of amazing beaches. I did a, what was it? It was like a Caribbean Bahama cruise with my mom when I was like in my early 20s. I've done different parts of Mexico. Like, I feel like I've done Miami. Like, I've done so many beaches. Like, I love a beach vacation. There's just nothing like going somewhere warm when it's cold or getting that first tan of the season. I don't know. I just love it. So when we went down to 30A, I was just like, this is Florida. It's going to suck. Like, I had like all of these ideas of how like this is not going to be good. But it's like a 6.5-7 hour drive. So we were like, this is cool that we can just like drive to this beach, because that's pretty much the same drive going down to Southern California for us back at home. So we went the first summer. It was absolutely amazing. The best, I think probably the best beaches I've ever been to. Warm water, very clear. The sands were, like the sand was very like light, fluffy. It wasn't like rough. Like there's like the sand in California is very like rough and like you could almost like cut your foot, you know, like it's just so different. I love the vibe, all the new build, like Alice Island and all that, good food. Everyone's very like preppy New York vibes. It was just not what I was expecting. So every single summer that we've been here, we've just gone down to 30A because it's easy. We can bring the dog. We just get a house for a week and we just chill. Everything is like golf cart around. Like it's just amazing. But we've done that again three summers in a row. So this would have been our fourth summer. And my husband was like, okay, I'm putting my foot down. We need to go explore new areas. And that's how this road trip basically came to be. I actually was planning on having a super low-key summer. They had a bunch of like camping trips planned, my husband and the boys. And we went to Arizona for spring break. And I just was like, I could have a low-key summer at home, get a bunch of work done. I'm so busy with Lemon. It's not even funny. I am really just so deep into holiday stuff. I think part of it is I want to just get it done so I can just take a really big, deep breath. But the other part of me, the other reason is that I'm launching holiday early this year. So after Labor Day, pretty much, we're going to go right into Christmas. We already started putting fall out and it's early July. I really just like want to do Christmas bigger and better than ever before. And I think in order to do that successfully, we also have to launch it earlier because quite frankly, we just need more time to sell out. That's really it. So, also my birthday is in September 10th to be exact. And I just wanted to have all of this done and then like enjoy my birthday. And it sounds so silly, but this is my eighth holiday season for Lemon. And you know, usually I launch holiday after my birthday. So I'm like so busy still. And of course I, you know, take time to enjoy myself, but I don't know. There's just something that feels so good about putting all of this in the done pile. And then I could really like just chill, if that makes sense. It might be just like my personality. I'm such a Virgo. I'm like, need things perfect. So anyway, so yeah, so I was planning on having a low-key summer. I really wanted to like enjoy the moments with the kids, but then also just hustle with work. And I feel like I'm like really catching my momentum with Lemon since moving it from California to Tennessee. We are, you know, a little over a year in to this location. And I always say the first year is the hardest. The first year is such kind of a mess, a hustle, you're figuring it out, all of that. And I really like feel like we're in such a good place now. And like the momentum has kicked in. So anyways, that was my plan. Then my husband said, let's do this road trip. And I said, okay, I can take 8 days off, which anyone that knows me, like 8 days off is so hard. Usually when we do a trip, I want it to be more like 4 or 5 days. But then with, you know, typically when we go to like a 30A or something, we're getting a house for a whole week, but I can like bring my computer and do a little bit of work and if I need to, that sort of thing. But it's really hard. It just is for me. I don't know. Which also, by the way, sounds so silly because I left the business in California, moved to Tennessee and was away from the business physically for almost a year and a half. I would go back once a quarter, but when you really break it down, like what's going away for 8 days? But I think it's just because I haven't set up Lemon here the way I set up Lemon to leave when I left California. You know, we don't have a store manager. I had Jocelyn, who was our head of operations and marketing. I had her helping. So it was like, I could delegate so much. Right now, I don't have that. Not saying that maybe I won't have that again one day, but with one location, I don't really need it necessarily. But like with California, I had two locations and then we moved and I really needed someone physically there. So it's just different. But anyway, so I agreed to the 8 days off. I took a deep breath. I did all I could so I could release and enjoy, and off we went. Our first stop was Asheville, North Carolina. I had heard about Asheville over and over and over again. People love it. I think people also go for like the skiing, but I think for us coming from Tahoe skiing, I don't really think there's much skiing there, but I could be wrong. But we were shocked. We got into town, you guys, and we were like, yeah, let's go. Let's go walk around, check out the shops, grab some dinner. We found out very quickly that they're dog friendly, and we had Ava with us, our dog. And we found a restaurant that looked really good, and they also had a doggy menu, which was so cute. So we get down there, and we're looking for parking, and I was like, I don't know, this looks weird. And we almost parked somewhere, and I looked at my husband, and I'm like, I think we should park like somewhere more secure. Like, you know, I just like saw a lot of homeless people, and I was just like, I don't know. And I just feel like being from the Bay, like we're so savvy with this kind of stuff, but like you can't leave your car in San Francisco with like a backpack in the back. It'll get broken into. In fact, you can't really leave your car many places. They might just take your car altogether. So I feel like I have like this sixth sense just from growing up in the Bay Area. And I was like, yeah, we need to park somewhere better. So we parked in a parking garage. We get out. It is a college town. And we started walking, and I'm not joking, you guys, it was identical to Berkeley. So if anyone knows Berkeley, California, it's obviously in the Bay Area. It's all about like hippies, smoking pot, like there's a good amount of homeless people. There is a big college, obviously, UC Berkeley. It is a college town, but like it's a vibe. It also has really good food, and I feel like it's also really dog friendly. So it's like literally this place, like Asheville is Berkeley 2.0. And we would walk into a store and the kids would be like, what is that? And it's like a bong or something. And I'm like, nothing. And like, be like weird smells. We're like, just ignore that. They also had like some live music stuff going on, which was cute. There was some guy on the street with like a big snake, like putting it on the kids and like letting us take pictures. It was very Berkeley, very Berkeley. Like I cannot stress it enough. We had a lovely dinner. We were only there for one day, one night. And in the morning we did do whitewater rafting. It was actually really funny because we did a level 1, 2, 3. In Tahoe, we've only done a 1, 2. So we were like, okay, this is going to be harder. Like be ready. Like Rush barely made the cutoff for the age cutoff, which is 8. And I feel like we were very unprepared. Like on our way there, my husband was like, oh, it says like no flip-flops and no bare feet. And I was like, well, okay, all I have is tennis shoes. Like, what am I supposed to wear? So we like wore our tennis shoes, and then everyone looked so sporty. And I was like in my bikini and like a romper, like a cute linen romper. And I'm like, what did you sign us up for? So I got all nervous. I kept my romper on because I was like, everyone's like in sports clothes. Like I'm not going to be prancing around in a bikini. So I put on the life vest. They give us a helmet. We have a like tour guide or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, like, this is going to be so hardcore. Like, what did we sign up for? It was not at all. I mean, we did have the guide with us. So he definitely told us what to do on some of the parts where you could get stuck or you could possibly flip. But other than his like little bit of guidance, it was so chill. And I was like, I should have just came in my bikini. Like, and we didn't even need shoes. Like it was so chill. But I think it's just kind of their vibe. They're very like outdoorsy and, you know, granola. I was a little bit like out of place. but you know, the kids liked it. So whatever, it was fun. And then from there, we went over to Charleston, South Carolina. And anyone that's like from the Nashville area, it took us about 4 or 4.5 hours to get to Asheville, and then about 4 or 4.5 hours to get over to Charleston. And what can I say about Charleston? It was cutesy. I did like the little like downtown strip, the cute houses with the were like different colors and like beautiful plants, and you know, it was cool to look at like the older homes and architecture. Like a lot of those buildings have been there for hundreds of years. It's one of the oldest states in the US. So like it was cool. The food was fantastic. I will say we went to like nice restaurants, but really, really good food. Like I'm really picky, and part of my pickiness is quality of food. So I was very impressed. Like really randomly, we got this appetizer that was burrata with, what was it? It was watermelon, cucumber, pesto. And it seemed like so random, like who would have pesto with watermelon? But it was like one of the best things I've ever had. And I literally want to go back just to have that one dish. We did deep sea fishing there, or I guess technically, I don't think we went far enough to call it deep sea fishing, but we went out like an hour and almost half, almost an hour and a half out. And then I got seasick for the first time. I actually caught my first fish. I caught four fish actually in a row. And then I got like violently seasick, and I've never been seasick in my life. So that was fun. So I was just like throwing up, dying, sitting there, trying to sip on water. So that was not fun. But kids love fishing, and they caught a bunch of fish, and we were able to like bring fish home. And that was cool. And then we went over to Hilton Head, which is about 2 hours from Charleston. It's an island. And it's really close to Savannah, Georgia. And we went over this bridge, got to the island. We were staying at a hotel that like, it was actually the Westin, if anyone's curious, that like had everything. So it had like multiple pools, hot tub, restaurants, you know, walk right onto the beach, had a big gym, had a spa, like everything. So like really technically you like didn't have to leave if you didn't want to, which I love resorts like that. Like you could eat by, you could just like lay by the pool and order food, or you could go to like the little restaurant right by the pool, or there was a restaurant overlooking the beach. There was like, there's like so many options. I love that. I love just being able to like lay there and like order a Bloody Mary and eat French fries or whatever. Shockingly, the beach was really nice, really similar to 30A. I thought that it, because we were on the Atlantic side, that it would be cold, dark. It was actually pretty warm and light, shockingly. So it was really could compete with 30A, which was surprising. Yeah, so I don't know what else to say about that. Oh, the other thing I loved about Hilton Head was they had outlets. On our way out, we literally, I was like, we have to go to the outlets. I just want to get the kids some clothes because they need it so bad. Like so many of their stuff is like stained or ripped or doesn't fit them or whatever. Like boys are rough on their stuff. The best outlets I've ever been to. That's all I'm going to say. So if you're in the area, hit it up. I got like the best jeans at Levi's and like all sorts of stuff. What else did we do? Oh, we also went to a restaurant there and we had them cook some of our fish, which I don't eat seafood, but like the kids and my husband loved. They ate the whole thing, which I thought was really cool that you could do that. They only let you do that obviously if you caught it and it's fresh, local. You can't like go to the store and buy something, but I'm sure someone has tried that. Lots of seafood on this trip. We were in Hilton Head for 2 days. We were in Charleston for 2 days. And then after Hilton Head, we drove over to Savannah, Georgia, which was only an hour, I believe. It was really quick. Savannah, I really was not super impressed with like at all. And I feel bad, but like there really wasn't much to do. We were really lucky that we were staying at the JW Marriott. It's right on the river and it's really cool buildings. It's like three separate buildings as this hotel right on the river. The building itself is like old, like they redid it, had like the rooftop pool and all that. And then when you walk the river, there's like restaurants and shops and all that. So we did that and it was right before 4th of July. So they had like you know, they had some like big American flags, and they had like a water thing that was like lit up red, white, and blue, and like the kids could like run in, and they had like a fountain that was lit up. Like, you know, it was cute. But honestly, like outside of like walking that river, I just don't think that there's much. And I mean, I think they have really good seafood, and that's like it. Like, I don't eat seafood, and I didn't have good food, and I feel bad, but it's true. Actually, really funny. The night we were there, Justin's like, I planned a surprise dinner. You're going to love it. Cause he felt bad that there's like so much seafood on this trip. But I also like, don't care. Like, we go to a nice restaurant, I'll get a filet, you know, like it doesn't really bother me. But like, he felt bad. So he found this Greek restaurant right on the river that was highly recommended. And we get there and I'm like, really, Greek food in Savannah, Georgia? Like, I can't imagine that this is going to be good. But we go in and he's like, it's owned by Greek people. Like, it's got to be legit. And we literally walk in and the first thing I see is a table full of pizzas. And I was like, there's no pizza in Italian food, like, or not Italian food, in Greek food. I'm like, what is this? So we sit down and I'm like, okay, I have to have an open mind. The waitress comes over and we go like, what's good on the menu? Like, you know, you guys are highly recommended. And she goes, all the seafood. So like, literally they're marked one of the best Greek restaurants because of their amazing seafood on their menu. The kids, my husband, all got seafood. They all loved it. But I got chicken and like tzatziki and like, you know, more traditional Greek food. And it was horrible. But it was just so funny. I'm like, this is why you don't eat Greek food in Savannah, Georgia. I'm sorry. That's not legit. Also, I'm Persian. I know my Mediterranean food really well. And the Bay Area has really good Mediterranean type food. And I've had Greek food in Greece. So it's like, it's hard to compare, but it just cracked me up. You know, at least it's the thought that counts. He tried. So then from there, we went over to Atlanta, Georgia, and that was about 3.5 hour drive. And we really did that to just break up the drive home. And we got really lucky. There was a Braves game that night that we were there, and they were playing the San Francisco Giants, which is one of our baseball teams. The other one is A's, obviously, the two Bay Area teams. And it was on 4th of July. So we were like, this is perfect. We surprised the kids. And, oh, I do need to tell you this. So we get there and we're staying at the Omni. My husband goes, it's the Omni. It's right there at the stadium. And we were keeping the game a secret from the kids. So the kids didn't know. So we pull into the Omni and my husband goes, oh no. Because I think I booked the wrong Omni. And I'm like, what do you mean? How could there be two Omni hotels in one city? But sure enough, there is. There's one downtown Atlanta, which is the one he booked. And then there's one at the stadium, which is about, I don't know, I think it was like 15 minutes away. So my husband runs inside. He figures it out, runs back out. He goes, okay, we're going to the right one now because we're going to the game. Like, we can't be here. And thank God we did, because the traffic leaving the Braves game is like horrendous. That's why you want to stay at the right Omni, which is like literally attached to the stadium. So we pull in and there's like a bunch of people in Braves like jerseys and then a couple people in Giants. And I'm like, oh no, they're going to ruin the surprise because we haven't told them yet. And then I was waiting for them to like look and like see the stadium, because when you pull in, you can see like a big sign that says like Atlanta Braves or whatever. But the kids were looking down at their video game and like talking to each other about the game. So they completely missed it. So we pull in to valet. We go, yes, we're checking in. And I'm like, okay, I need to distract the kids. So I'm literally like telling Mason, like, hey, go get the leash, get the dog. Like, I was like ordering them around like a crazy person. So then they're like, they start panicking. And Mason's like, I can't get the leash on. And he's like all stressed out. And I'm like, it's okay, I got it. I was really just trying to distract him. So we go up, we check in, and they go, have you guys been here before? We go, no. They go, okay, everything's on the third floor. You're gonna wanna go to the third floor. That's where everything is. Thank God he only said that, right? Like, he didn't say that's where the game is. So we're like, okay, thanks, bye. Like, trying to get to our room as fast as possible. And then at the elevator, there's an older woman. She's chit-chatting with us. And she goes, you guys gonna go to the game tonight? And I'm behind the kids, kind of like waving and like cutting her off. And I'm like mouthing, like, do not say that. It's a surprise. Like, shh, you know? She's like, never mind. It was like so funny. Like, they kind of didn't catch on still. I almost like lied and was like, it's a college game. But like, I didn't say anything. We went to the room and then we surprised them. I said, guess what? They were so excited. I had their jerseys hiding in my suitcase the whole trip. Went to the Braves game. Great stadium, four levels. I mean, I think the Giants stadium's better, but I think part of that is like nostalgia, but also it's like it's on the water. So it's like you really can't beat the Giants stadium because it's so dope. But I mean, the A stadium is like obviously nothing. It's just, you know, our childhood. It's like going to the A's games. So yeah, it was well done. We got really lucky. Like right when the gates opened, we walked in and we walked right into this like restaurant that they have in the stadium. And there was AC. It was so hot that day. And we got the very last table before a line formed for tables. So we got so lucky. We sat down, we had a nice dinner, we had a drink. Got to walk around. They have like a kids zone. You know, we went down over by the Giants bullpen, which is, for those that don't know, that's like where like the pitchers warm up and practice and stuff. The boys were hoping for a ball or a signature or something. I told them, I said, you got so many at spring training that you don't even need any of this. And it's much harder during an actual game than spring training, you know? So they didn't give us anything. They didn't do anything. I was actually kind of like annoyed at one point. One of the Giants guys like threw a ball and like threw it to like an area where it was more like Braves fans. And I'm like, what are you doing? There's like a row of like Giants fans right here, like waiting. Like that was kind of lame. I don't know who it was though. It might've just been like a ball boy or something. Who knows? But like the sweetest guy that was like working one of like, you know, the aisles, he came down and I swear to you, I thought he was going to kick us out because we were like all the way down there and the game was about to start. And he like asked Rush like a baseball question about the Giants and he knew the answer and he gave Rush a packet of baseball cards. And then he looked at Mason and asked him a different question and Mason answered it and gave him a packet of baseball cards. And it was like just so sweet. So that was, there's like, I don't know, such nice people all over this area. So anyways, we go up to our seats, watch the game, Giants win, yay. And then they do fireworks. And it was like one of the best fireworks shows I've ever seen. It was like a lot and back to back to back to back. Like it was like fast. It wasn't like long and drawn out how some of them can be. But it like, I think because they did so many and it was so close to us, it was like kind of like smoky and ashy, like in the stadium afterwards. I was like, that's can't be good to breathe. But right after we all left. So it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. And then we drove home, which was like another like, gosh, 3.5 hours, I think. And we stopped in Chattanooga on the way and got some lunch. I love Chattanooga. And that was our trip. So there, those are all, I hope I answered everyone's questions. I just thought this was so much easier than if I like responded to everyone's DMs and comments and whatever, you know, people just were asking me like, what's your favorite stop? Would you go back? Where, you know, so I hope that this kind of gave you like an overall, I will say like, I'm not a big road tripper. Like I didn't enjoy road tripping around. I'd rather just like go somewhere and be somewhere and just chill. But it was more of like an adventure. Like we got to like do a lot, see a lot. Like it's crazy that we were like rafting at the beginning of the trip and the end of the trip, we were at the baseball game and like deep sea fishing and like all these things, you know, like by the end of the trip, we're like, oh yeah, we forgot that like we went rafting at the beginning of this trip, you know, cause it was so long ago and it was such a different location. So yeah, it was fun. I would like to do a little road trip going like New York, New Jersey, Boston, Virginia, all of that. So I definitely think maybe at some point we'll do that if it makes sense timing wise and the driving. I haven't like mapped it, but I don't think we're that far. So yeah, that'd be really fun. But yeah, other than that, I'm more like fly me and leave me at the Four Seasons. But I hope that this helped.